we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. We play the songs you like to hear. We work out just like Lowe's. We love our own to lots of friends and no foes. Oh, tune into WONY. Oh, tune into WONY.
Merry Christmas, Sunio Nianta. Love, WONY.
I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSR.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, December 1st, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, December 2nd, join the Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday.
All right, that already happened. How are we doing? DJ Nuts for Mark 2. DJ Nuts for Mark 2. I'm back, yo. So I should be here the following few weeks. This week, all next week, and then maybe, a day or two, December. I won't be here the 15th, because I'm going to New York City this coming weekend, which I'm pretty stoked about, to go see a couple things. Museum of the Moving Image. Going to do some ice skating. And then I'm going to go see Bill and Ted, Canoe and Alex do Waiting for Godot. So I'm pretty stoked about that. So I don't know when I'm going to be back Sunday night. And I didn't want to plan a radio show for the 15th. For the most part, for the rest of this week and next week, I have guests coming on. Gonna blab with me, and then probably wind up taking most of the last 2 weeks of December off. I'll have a couple guests on there. And then hit back up on December 5th or January 5th or so. We'll see how I'm feeling. But I need a couple weeks off just because this semester was crazy. Hopefully all the students are doing great. We are starting finals week today. So we had our final rock combo show last night. It went swimmingly. Anyways, started busting out the Christmas albums, holiday albums, whatever you call you. And gonna play some Run DMC for you because this is awesome. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas music, holiday music, but this one is awesome. DJ Nostrum R2, rocking, Wony, 90.9 FM, keeping it locked. Oh, the Union of the Snake. Duran Duran from Seven and the Ragged Tiger. It's a cool album. My sister was really into Duran Duran when I was growing up. So those first four Duran Duran albums are banging. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. Before that, Christmas in Hollis, obviously Run DMC, one of my favorite Christmas tunes out there. I'll play one Christmas song every day until the day happens, you know, or until I'm done before then, or get sick of it. Yeah, it's 8:11 here. We start finals week this morning. Hope everybody's gearing up for the holiday season, whatever you celebrate, whatever you do. This year I'm making a Chinese food buffet at my house. Ain't ordering it, making it. So let's see. What should I make? I'm going to make some kind of fried rice. I'm sure I'll do that. Wontons. Wonton soup. Make those. Some kind of dumplings I'll make. General Tso's, probably. Sweet and sour chicken. Mugu gai pan. Maybe some scallion pancakes. I don't know. We'll see. All kinds of fun stuff. And egg rolls, of course. Yeah, if you're stuck on Christmas Day and you don't know what's... you're sitting at home going, man, I wish I had some place to go. You can always come over to Shea Pocket and eat some egg rolls. And watch whatever Christmas movies we put on. Probably Gremlins, right? Die Hard, those kinds of things. Anyways, going to listen to some Elvis playing an awesome Chuck Berry tune. One of my favorite Chuck Berry tunes, Memphis, Tennessee. This Elvis version's pretty good. So we're going to crank this out. And I'm not sure what I'm going to play after that. Pleasant surprise for y'all. Rock and roll. Oh, man, that James Brown tune had a skip right at the end. It was perfect. What happens with those old records? You get little skips in there from whatever. James Brown, rock and roll. Elvis, Memphis, Tennessee. Kicking. I know I have a bunch of guests this week, and I didn't bring my calendar, so I can't remember who's on tomorrow. Maybe Mark Wolf is on here. Stay tuned. It'll be awesome. There'll be this guest every... I know Nate McGee is on here on Wednesday. I remember seeing that this morning from Wise Guys. But yeah, there's awesome guests. There's guests. There's people coming on here to chat with me all week. So we rocking and rolling here. It's 8:19 in the morning, basement of Hunt Union. It's pretty quiet on campus this morning. I'm sure it'll start heating up when it's finals start. I hope everybody best of luck on their tests. I don't know if it's called luck or not. I guess it's best of chance, right? Or if you actually studied. So, trying to see what else is going on this week. We had an awesome weekend, actually. There was a great holiday parade downtown. There was also SantaCon. Saw some crazy stuff going down there. But the parade was amazing. We had a great tree lighting ceremony. And, yeah, Oneonta is a special, cool, special community. The band I play in, the Mopar Camps, we were in the parade playing some Ventures versions of Christmas tunes. We played Sleigh Bell and Frosty, like, on a continuous loop, sitting in the back of a truck, and that was pretty fun. And every week I kind of go out in the town and go to different places and try to search for albums. You know, a bargain album kind of thing. And I've been on a Ventures kick recently, so I try to find one. The Ventures had like 65 studio albums, and there's like, oh, I don't know, like 60 or 70 compilation albums. It's nuts. There's like 100, it's like 150 albums or something like that that are out there that were released. So I try to find one. You can always find those in the wild. They're all over the place. So I try to find one a week or every 2 weeks and add it to the collection. And I got the other day the Ventures play Telstar and a bunch of other songs. The Lonely Bull, Green Onions, Apache, Tequila, Percolator, all these kinds of fun things. It's crazy when I'm looking at this. This is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is like the 9th album they released, I guess. Yeah, for their 9th album, you know. And this was probably still like 1960. Yeah, I don't know. Really early. 63 maybe or something like that. Anyways, I'm going to play Telstar off this because it's pretty awesome. The Ventures are really, really fun. If you want to put on some background, surfy, poppy, instrumental stuff. Anyways, here we go. Some Telstar, The Ventures, rocking and rolling. DJ Nos from R2, 8:22 on Monday morning. Big time, yo. Big time. That Peter Gabriel album, So, is pretty good. It's got a lot of hits on it. Peeps into it, man. Peeps into it. What do we got going down? We got... sorry, I'm a little scattered this morning. I finished work yesterday, so I basically have off from now until January 26th or whenever the next semester starts. Here I am going to the NAMM convention in January, which I'm pretty stoked about, in Anaheim. Gonna go check out some rock and roll stuff with a bunch of the kids from up here, which I'm pretty stoked about once again. Yeah, I was out this morning when I was getting up and looking through albums. I pulled out a bunch of really old stuff. Normally, I curate things a little bit more. I didn't have much time this morning, though, so I just kind of randomly grabbed a bunch of things that I passed over in the past, I don't know, few times I went through the collection, you know. But I pulled out Ziggy Stardust because it's a great album, and I actually haven't listened to that whole thing in quite a long time. I think I've played Moon Age Daydream on here before from that. So I'm actually going to play the title track on this because it's just a good song. David Bowie's pretty awesome. So here you go, Bowie fans. This one's for you.
Guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. God-given ass, he took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up into his mind, like a leper messiah, when the kids had killed a man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't Stop the World, the Go-Go's. I love the Go-Go's so much. They have four studio albums, and they're all great. That first one, Beauty and the Beat, is amazing. I actually have it signed from Gina and Kathy because I got to see them at a Comic-Con. Was it a Comic-Con show? So, some show they were at, and it was awesome. I got to meet and greet them, and they were super cool. When I was growing up, Belinda Carlisle, and she still is, you know, was one of my, I don't know, childhood crushes, you know, Hollywood crushes and so forth. But as I get older, I realize it's really Kathy Valentine. She's the one. She's the one, man. She's the one I have a crush on. I still do. Going on with that, that whole album is really good. I'd recommend just getting all four of those Go-Go albums. They're super good. The second one's Vacation. The third one is Talk Show. And the fourth one is called God Bless the Go-Go's. And like I said, all of them are great. We're going to get back to playing some Bach. I was off the Bach kick for a while because I was just talking to a lot of people, whatever. But trying to play everything all Bach, organ-wise. I think I said there was like 231 organ works or something. And I probably played about 25 of them or so. So here we go. We're going to play a couple choral settings. And then we're going to go straight from the Bach to the Beatles. Yesterday morning before I had a show, I was kind of doing a bunch of housework. And I busted out the first four American releases. The Beatles catalog's really interesting because there was, I think, 11 or 12 UK releases, like full albums. But the US got a bunch more, maybe 18 or something like that, just because they broke up those. I don't know how they did the original ones or what the thought process was on this whole thing. But I busted out Meet the Beatles, the Beatles' second album, Something New, and whatever that fourth, Beatles 65 maybe. It's crazy to see how, like, from like 1960 to like 1965, they did all this, like, I don't know, I'm not gonna call it hokey, but like these pop tunes, right? These like really short pop tunes. And then as soon as like Rubber Soul, it was like a totally different thing after that, right? You know, they did like Up to the Movie, Hard Day's Night and Help and all that kind of stuff up until then. And then all of a sudden, it like turned to the second half of that decade was nuts. It's amazing all that stuff that they released in 10 years. It's incredible. It seems like it was way longer, and it wasn't. Yeah, the Beatles, they're obviously amazing. I was lucky enough to be able to see both McCartney and Ringo live. So I never saw George live, unfortunately. But, yeah, here's some Bach, and then I'll play some older Beatles from the 62 to 66 collection. We'll figure out what I'm going to play while the Bach is playing. Thank you. When I was in college, I was in like a Pink Floyd kind of cover band. We did a lot of Pink Floyd albums and stuff like that. So I was kind of burnt out on them for a long time, especially Dark Side of the Moon. But I pulled out Dark Side of the Moon this morning and I was like, you know what? I'm going to play Brain Damage and Eclipse to end the show today. So here it is for all you who love the Pink Floyd. It's still a great album. I was burnt out on it. I don't listen to it very much. But it's still amazing. So here we go. I'll see everybody tomorrow for episode 67. This is DJ Nosfer Mark II, rocking and rolling Basement Hunt Union, Wony 90.9, keeping it locked. Here's some Brain Damage and Eclipse. Have a great rest of your Monday, everyone.
On the grass, the lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. Taste all you
Time of the year again, where everyone gathers around family and friends to eat your favorite foods and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY Woni 90.9 FM wishes you a happy Thanksgiving.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school,
not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.